Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the depths of the unknown, where darkness reigns and secrets are sown.
Of the twisted and strange, prepare for a journey that'll rearrange.
Welcome to my third eye.
That's a little bit sus with the current issues with our government, mm-hmm. and fighting and unrest and upset and all of that, let alone the fact that they make an X and the sign for Trump. Now Brandon Kroll, shout out Brandon, because he can do this far better than I can, but he always says that is Trump's number is 10 for the X, because it adds up almost everything, and he's really into gematria, and I just texted him because I'm like, tell me again, but he might be busy. But anyways, he's always going back to that. And I think that's interesting where we're in an election year as well. So, I mean, like I said, it's all, could it all be coincidence and BS? For sure. But also, you have
to look at. Ooh, it's hump day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that means M3E is here. It's your weekly dose of the Third Eye Zone. Sit back and enjoy this. I hope you enjoy the guest as much as I enjoy talking to them. If you like this content and you want to be a supporter, go to patreon.com. Sign up. Got a $3, $5, and $10 tier. $3 gets you the full episode of this only. $5 and $10 tier is where it's at for the bang of the buck. You get all the video and extra bonus content that does come out. Okay? Don't forget about your pets. PurePetWellness.com. Go there for all your pet CBD needs. Enter Ghost at checkout. You get 20% off your entire order. It's Ghost at checkout for 20% off your entire order. Now, that's it for housekeeping. Okay? We're going to sit back. We're going to get right into this. This is what we like to do. You don't need to hear all this. So sit back. Enjoy this. I hope it gets you through your week and into the weekend. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Unfiltered Rise with me, Heidi Love. And today I have with me one of my good friends and also an awesome person that knows lots of things. Ghost, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, of course. I love talking to you. You're one of my favorite people to talk to, and especially something conspiracy related, right?
Yeah, that's hell fun. Yeah. It's always fun to go down those rabbit holes.
Oh, yeah. Heidi gets stuck in the rabbit hole and then she's like, oh, my gosh, is this real? And then, yes, sometimes it's not.
Right. Yeah, we've all been there.
Oh, boy. That's all right. It's still fun to talk about. But also, before we get knee deep down the rabbit hole, where can my guests find you today?
You can find me anywhere you get a podcast where you want to listen audio wise. Video, you can go to patreon.com/mythirdeyepodcast or download the app and sign up for a $5 or $10 tier. The $3 tier only gets you the weekly Wednesday episode, commercial free. There's no video. The $5 and $10 is where you get all the bonus material and everything else. And you can find me on Instagram at My Third Eye Podcast. And that's pretty, and Gmail, mythirdeyepod@gmail.com. So, yeah, that's where you can find the old ghost when he's not hiding.
You will want to see the ghost and on TikTok.
Yes, has a TikTok. Yes, addiction. I am on TikTok. I forget that sometimes.
I only know because I also have a TikTok addiction. So I'm like, oh, there he is. Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
A lot of good conspiracy type news on TikTok. So
yeah, it's good. I like it. I happen to definitely like it. I think it's fun. I'm going to see if I can add this screen in or if I need to add it in another way. Let's see. Present. All right. Let's see. Sure.
This is where I'm used to being.
I love when I have to do this.
I'm usually the one behind the scenes when we're doing the news episode and putting all the scenes together and what have you. And, you know, Ryan's like, oh, you ready? Yeah, I'm
doing ready. All
let's go. So this kind of...
You're like, I mean, it's like a weird phenomenon when you have to add things because you never quite know how it's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It sometimes works and then sometimes it's naughty and you just like right now. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's fun. Okay. Let's see if I can get it to behave.
Got to share your tab, not your full screen.
Just share my tab. Mm-hmm. I think it closed out my actual whole thing though at the top. So I think I downloaded it as well. And let me see if I did. Because this is going to set the mood. Oh, I did download it. See, smart.
Nice. All right.
Can you see it okay?
No.
I can.
Can you see that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I can.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, he is risen production.
Rapture.
God loves you. He's going to kill you.
Great.
Texas Red Angus, flying them 7,000 miles to Israel. Many evangelicals believe these red heifers will usher Christ's second coming. Ceremony could take place any day.
Rapture isn't coming. Haven't had any ominous signs.
God tacitly accepting Satan, we must suffer through the apocalypse.
Nice.
I know I'm not one of the boys, but I had to make that for you because I thought it A, was pretty funny.
Hell yeah.
And B, I was like, maybe this will be a great way to start, right? Like, it will be fun. Hell so yeah. I thought, okay, let's do it a new, different way, because that kind of sums up a lot of places I'm going to go with this. And I know you know lots of things always, because also you're on TikTok all the time. You're on Cunt and you're on, sorry guys, it's the name of his show.
Name of the show. I should have worn my shirt.
I'm like, sorry, it's a real thing. And you're always around the water hole and on Instagram. So I know you've probably heard about this whole comet, April 8th, the eclipse, blah, blah, blah. And I'm the type, like, I heard Matt from Great Deception, shout out Matt the other day, say, you know what? I'm just tired of it already. If we're going to do it, let's go. And I'm about Matt's age. And I'm like, let's go.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how I truly feel about it. Because I know last week we covered another, we've been kind of covering a little bit of it each week on the news called Cunt, which is Conspiracy Underground News Team, which is me and Ryan. I'm the left lip and he's the right lip. And every now and again, we have a guest on, guest host, and they are Bean of the Week. So it all came together. It's a long story.
Hilarious.
But it's funny how the whole name came about for the news. But we kind of touched on, there was a clip floating around. I'm sure you've seen it, where the guy was like, this eclipse is going to fall on the same exact day that the original 3 days of darkness and the plagues happened.
And from the pharaohs, you guys, like biblical.
Yes.
Now,
there was a couple things in the video that I didn't, I thought was a little fear porny. Because he's like, yes, we have
two. Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah. He's like, I agree with you. We have, there's two different locusts coming this year. Well, they're called cicadas, and cicadas and locusts are two different bugs. Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically, yep. A locust is a grasshopper, basically, in layman's terms, on steroids and in a huge number.
Right.
Okay. Cicadas, they don't eat crops. I don't even think they really have a mouth as we know it.
I don't think they're dangerous per se, like fields killing and all this.
No, they come out, they make a lot of noise, they molt, and then they go back in the ground for X amount of years. And then the other one in that was, the one guy mentioned time. And he's like, yes, it's on the track of time, and time is from the creator, and this and that. And I always thought, now, being taught, God doesn't work on a timeline, okay? That's just what I always was always taught growing up in church.
No one knows the time or the day. Correct. Except God, right?
Minute
to me. We don't think like he does, guys.
Right. And a minute to us could be a thousand years to God. And, you know, so that kind of threw me off. And then they did mention the month of Nisan 1, which would be April 1st.
Yes.
Okay. Then I followed that up with a clip that kind of tied into that in a roundabout way about Jesus's real birthday. And if you break it down and look into it, and this guy did, he did a great job at it. Jesus was actually born on April 1st. And then now what do we call April 1st? April Fool's Day. That April 1st was the actual beginning of the new year. Okay. Spring has come. The crops are going to go forward. We're going to harvest, you know.
Which makes more sense.
Correct.
Yeah. Is that the 13-month calendar one that follows the lunar cycle?
Yes.
That one?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. But
I forget what it's called.
I think it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like,
and then we also broke down the 13-month calendar, and by my surprise and Ryan's, we thought it was 13 months with 28 days equal, and it wasn't. It was 13 months, and then the 1 month only had like 5 or 7 days. And
hello? This is her. Or did we leave off?
We leaving off about the 13th month and the calendar and what have you.
Okay.
And
so on the 13th month one, did you guys find it to be more accurate with everything you were saying, you and Ryan?
Yeah, we did. The only thing that we caught us by surprise was the 13th month only had 5 or 7 days, depending on the year. We thought it was equal months of 28 days. So That was the only thing that kind of threw us off.
But it's not.
And I think Ethiopia is still follows the 13-month calendar. So, but okay. I do have that clip if you want me to play it.
Ooh, yes, I definitely do.
All right. Let me do this.
No, fun time sharing screen. Your turn. You're it.
All right. Is it up?
Not yet.
Okay, you might have to.
Do I have to push something? Present? Not present. Share screen? No. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I think I have to add it. Yep, there it is. I was in full.
There we go. All right. So let me go here. And
A man found a Bible from 1775 and made some shocking and startling discoveries when reading it. Check this out.
Anybody who knows me knows that I'm not that much of a religious person, but I was reading a
Bible. Are you hearing audio on your end?
Guess what I found out?
I am, yes.
Two things, really.
Oh, okay. I can't hear audio.
13th month.
Okay.
And the 13th month's name was Vader.
Which is weird.
Number two thing that I found.
Let me make sure. Because I could be pulling a rookie mistake here.
It's okay. I'm a rookie.
Stop screen.
I was proud of my video for you. I was like, I'm gonna impress him. I'm gonna make him a clip.
Okay. Also share tab audio. Okay, that's on. And looks like we're good to go on your end.
A man found a Bible from 1775 and made some shocking and startling discoveries when reading.
I don't have any audio.
You still don't have audio?
No audio. Does it have subtitles throughout? Or
No, not really.
Dang it. Okay.
Well, that's suckies.
Well, dang it, guys. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, well. Anyway, so, it was just going to break down basically kind of what I said, but the 13th month is called Vader. I heard it on my end. I don't know why it didn't come through on your end. Sometimes these web browser services can get finicky. I know we experience that on our end sometimes, so no worries.
Right. Okay. Well, Vader, like Darth Vader, is that where they got that from, you think?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And then you went Darth Vader, I went back to the old 90s song, Call Me Mr. Vader. Call me Mr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, they all, it's always something,
right?
There's always some meaning. Fun. So, on the 13th month, with all this breakdown, it did indeed line up with a lot of this stuff then, huh? That's wild.
For the most part, from what we covered, I mean, we cover it kind of quickly. I mean, we don't spend a whole episode on just one topic, but I don't know. It's crazy. Another video that we're going to be playing, I sent it to Ryan. He was confused as hell. Like, he even called me. He's like, I don't get the video that you sent me. I'm like, dude, basically, the day of the eclipse, this is what's blowing my mind. You live out in Utah. I live in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Okay. Your whole life, where did the sun rise? From what?
Yeah, it rises in the east.
Yes, and sets in the
west.
West, okay? The day of the eclipse, it's going to start down in Mexico and go up towards New England. How is it going backwards?
And you know about the Mississippi River, like back in the day.
Yes.
Do you know about this weirness?
It used to flow the opposite way.
So is that what starts it? Yeah, is this what's going to start it? Like to switch it? Because you know everything follows, like, so the sun and the moon have pull, especially the moon. We know this from the ocean. And, you know, it's a thing. It's real.
Right.
Also, people, it follows like women's monthlies. It follows crazy people because I work with people, and the you know what hits the fan could relate to the monthly thing. Just saying. But it does it to guys too.
That's where the term lunatic came from, was on full moons. So,
yeah.
You know,
so maybe that is what caused the reversal, because what we're talking about is in 1811, there was also an eclipse type situation with a comet and all this same stuff we're talking about, and it caused earthquakes, and then the Mississippi River ran backwards for 3 days. This is like noted in, this isn't conspiracy theories, guys. This is noted, like real literature, diaries, farmers' almanacs, weird stuff. Yeah, so
you can go back to the archives in local newspapers.
Yes. Yeah, it's real. And I was like, that can't be real. And it is. So obviously with the pole, it makes you wonder, is that what's going to cause other things, right? Like cataclysms. And I mean, who knows? Like,
it's hard to
conjecture.
Say. It makes for fun conversation, makes for great content for doing a podcast and what have you. But at the end of the day, like I told Ryan, I said, we ain't going to know until the day of, you know what I mean? Right now, everybody's speculating. Everybody's trying to, you know, put the strings to the dots and cross the T's and dot their I's and, you know, pull pieces back from history. You know, it's fun. It's kind of like, it kind of reminds you of the Q thing. You know, you're piecing together.
Oh, and Y2K for sure. I filled up my bathtub and stayed home. I'm older. You're older. We went through this. Yeah. Y2- like, did you stay home and get weird?
No.
Like,
you know what? I was still in the military. we all over base. You'd see these little stickers on everything. Y2K okay. Y2K okay. And the night, New Year's Eve, I drank, I think, five bottles.
You were going out with a bang.
Oh, we went out with a bang. I drank five bottles of wine myself on top of everything. I mean, it was Y2K, right? You know what I mean? And
dancing like, like it's 1999.
Yeah.
You know that whole.
And that's what we did. And woke up the next morning with the worst hangover I've ever had in my life. And that's all I had
wine
to show
don't
for
do
it.
That.
Yep. All that sugar.
Yeah, wine's rough.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
That's a hard hangover.
Nothing happened, but everybody was prepared. You know, you filled your bathtub up. People were, you know, stocking up on water, everything, all these supplies.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, I get it, but I think mainstream media, and we didn't really know how much propaganda, I mean, whatever fear porn they wanted to push back then, nobody was really paying attention to
it. That was all you got. Yeah, that was all you got too. Yeah. There was no tune into somewhere else.
That was your truth.
Yeah.
So
so true.
Now you have people that put all these pieces together, and sometimes they seem a little loony, but you know what? Sometimes the looniest explanation of things is probably the most logical one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I made mine extra fear porn because it's funny, but only because it was Simpsons.
Right.
And Simpsons are, funny enough, they are right more than they're not right, which is, I mean, I think he was a time traveler or something, but regardless, they know stuff.
Yeah,
they know some stuff.
They're read in from the CIA.
Oh, for sure. They got some connections and esoteric and who even knows what. Mm-hmm. But like, I definitely thought it was funny. I'm a Christian, but I'm not affiliated with any church. And my point on all of this is everybody's like scrambling at the end. Here's a good idea. Always have a preparedness situation at home, because not just because the end of the world type stuff. There's always going to be cataclysms of any sort anywhere at any time. Like, we can't control, you know.
A tornado could come down and hit tomorrow. You know what I mean? Or an earthquake or a really bad rainstorm and flooding. You know, you kind of want to be a little bit prepared. You don't have to go super nuts on stuff, but you know.
Mormon. You don't have to go Mormon.
Yeah, you don't have to go moron or Mormon. Is it Mormon or moron?
I know. It's so funny.
you don't have to go that way, but you know, hey, at the end of the day, I got stuff in my deep freeze that I know that's been down there that probably is freezer burnt, but in a situation that might not be that great,
it'll work.
You know, it's food at the end of the day, you know, and so,
yeah,
you know, it just kind of stays there. You know, I do go through it now and again, but you know, hot dogs really don't go bad, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be all right, you know. And here's the thing is water, for sure, you got to have extra, right?
Yep.
I mean,
you should have seen
it. What were you going to say?
When the whole plandemic came down and nobody knew nothing. Everybody, even myself to a point, was a little kind of, I knew something wasn't right, but I was just like, well, what the hell? You know, you saw the toilet paper shortage, and I kind of went into survival mode. Every time I went to the grocery store, now we had chickens, so we didn't have to worry about, because there was no eggs on the shelf half the time. But you know what was always on the shelves was hot dogs. Hot dogs were on the shelves. I'd grab a couple packs of hot dogs, and I keep bringing them home. Yeah. A bag of rice, you know, some beans, whatever. And I couldn't even tell you how many packs of hot dogs I probably have down in my deep freeze. And my wife's like, why do you keep doing this? I'm like, think about if shit does hit the fan and this is all controlled. And she's looking at me like, you got five fucking heads. You're psycho. Now she tends to kind of listen and buy into some of what I'm selling here. But I'm like, okay, a hot dog. We have food. They're not the most nutritious things, but you know what? It fills your stomach. There is some protein in it, and it's going to get you by to the next meal. And she's like, okay.
Well, and they're salty, and you can eat them raw.
Yes.
You can just eat them.
Yeah. Thank you. You're the only other person other than myself that, because Ryan did this whole conspiracy locker room or break room a while ago, and I was the only one that was like, because he would ask that, do you eat a raw hot dog? I'm like, dude, I ate raw hot dogs all the time as a kid. Man, they're a perfect snack.
Why not?
He's like, oh, that's disgusting. They're raw. I'm like, they're pre-cooked, dude. They're cooked.
Yeah. You're safe. You're probably safer with the amount of salt in them. You're probably safer than most foods.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, honestly, because it helps spoilage. And then on top of it, it's going to last longer. What do you do? I mean, it's smart. And then, you know, always, I'm one that never throws away blankets. I have umpteen blankets in my house because, like, okay, what if you have too many? You can give them away. Mm-hmm. You can, whatever. It's fine.
Kind of that way with coats. I don't even wear coats, but my wife will be like, come on, can we get, no, I don't know when I'll ever need that. And she's like, it's a coat. You don't even wear it. I'm like, you never know.
But I might need one. And we should all think of these things. Like, you know, we got really weird I think it was right before 2020, because I felt vindicated, as you did, with the whole hot dog thing, as I made go bags. And I was like, nah, stuff's getting weird. And my family was like, you're spending a lot of money on this weird stuff. And then that happened. And I was like, that's right. And as my kids grow up and move out, multiple, half are home, half are gone, we just give them to them as they go. And we're like, okay, here's all your stuff. Like with Flint and I'm a nurse. So I have like EMT bag and like Israel, you know, bandages and like crazy stuff that no normal person really is going to need, but it's there. Whatever.
I've been carrying a bug out bag every day with me because I go to work. I drive sometimes. I could be 300-400 miles away in a certain day. I'm always home at night. It's still considered local. I'm saying, you know, I could be 200 miles away up in New York.
Something could happen.
Yeah. And I started doing that back in the Obama days. You know what I mean? You kind of seeing some weird writing on the wall. You know, thankfully nothing happened, but I still carry it. I mean, it's probably 60 pounds at least, but it has my EpiPen in there, everything for shelter, for food, for fire, you know, just all your basics, bandages. I even have toilet paper in there that's food saver, dry locked, and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, you never know.
And two things to put in your bug out bag, guys, and I've used this more times than not camping, not other situations, but I keep them in my RV too, is maxi pads and tampons. Because if you have a really bad injury, I know that sounds funny, but maxi pads are like the bomb for wrapping a really gushing wound. And also tampons are the perfect thing for a gunshot wound. Mm-hmm. And so if people are hunting, it's just something you should have. So,
and for fire starting, you pull out that cotton, it's dry and there's a lot of it in there. And,
and duct tape.
Yeah, can't forget the duct
tape. Is also extremely flammable, and you can start a fire almost assuredly with that and some Flint.
Here's another one that people might not realize. Put in an old bag of, it doesn't even have to be a big bag. It could be what we used to call the 25-cent bag of chips. Just get a bag of Frito-Lay plain corn chips. They're flammable. They're flammable. They'll take a spark, and you can
oil
as soon as they light. They're like a little match, and you can light a fire with it.
Oh, that's a good idea. So. That's a great idea because I mean, you never know what could happen. And we're going to talk more about things and why we're even talking about this. But also, like, instead of just fear porn, if we talk about things like this, this will help people. I mean, it doesn't have to cost a fortune to be a little bit ready for an emergency. And that doesn't mean it has to be a biblical emergency, but we are told to be ready. And that's just how it is. You know, Mormons have been doing this. In case people don't know, Mormons are crazy about food storage and prepper. They are preppers. And they are told, since I was a little girl, the end of the world was always 2 days away. This is a joke. Yeah, that's true. Matt told me this. He's like, was it Matt? I think it was. He's like, it was Thomas. He said, every time since like the beginning of Joseph Smith, the end of the world was like 2 days, 2 weeks, just really going to be right away. And so they're really wild about it. And they are told to keep 2 full years of food storage for their families, period. And I'm talking, we have a lot of kids usually. Mm-hmm. And so for 8 to 10 people, it's your whole basement. It's like gigantic. And your food storage is like you're a good Mormon if you have your food storage. So,
oh, she's going to heaven. Yeah.
Yeah. She cans her own food. Definitely going.
The Mormons would make the Amish proud. The only thing that they would frown yes. on is you're modern and you don't smell like shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
But the fundamentalists would fit in.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
They would fit right in there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we look at all this stuff, I mean, we kind of are giggling. And I did have a little piece in there of that clip about the red heifers, which I do find extremely fascinating. I listened to a podcast about the red heifers and I'm trying to get them on. These guys that were a part of helping pick, they didn't mean to be, but they ended up this way. They're from Texas, these red heifers. And there is so many rules with this tradition that they can't have more than like 2 white hairs and they can never have been roed. And there's like all this big, huge rule list. And so they have these Jewish guys, they have like a hierarchy, like the guys that go check them out at first. And then the guys when it gets more serious, and then usually they're disqualified, but like it goes up and up and up. Well, they had to call the top people that like got, I guess they have like a go phone, like, oh, it's the red heifer phone, you know? And they were all excited. He said the energy about it was just wild. He said this energy was crazy about these red heifers, and they were crying, and they were like, I mean, it was like a big deal. Like the big wigs came out from the go phones, and they were like, not only did they have more than one, but they had 5, and they've never had more than 2. And usually they're always disqualified within the first year because their hair starts to come in and
right.
or something. I don't know. But this has been going on, and they're ready. They're actually at this point. Now it's a problem with the government because they don't know. They have to be a certain age for the sacrifice, and they're so worried about announcing it because of the security of their country that they don't know what to do, because they're like, we don't have enough people. It's such a big deal to like control the masses if they were to announce it. So I'm sure it's going to happen like secretly, is what they were saying.
Yeah. That,
so that whole, I found this astounding.
The whole red heifer thing always kind of, it fascinated me when I was a young kid. Now I look at it more of, okay, that's just Judaism's version of entering the 13th Imam of Islam. Yes. Now people are going to be like, but the 13th Imam, he wants to eradicate all Christians and blah, blah. Yes. But guess what? Jews kind of feel the same way about Muslims. They don't like each other.
Right.
It's a proven fact.
Right.
So I don't know. I've heard stories. I remember being in high school. Oh, they found one, and then it gets disqualified, you know, and you right. constantly hear this. And now I'm kind of under the thing. Is it possible more now today that we're so connected and what have you, that it could happen? Yes, but I don't think it ever will. That's just my and personal belief.
I think they shipped them in from Texas and they're ready to go. But what I don't know is...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like when or what? I mean, it has to be done in a certain time frame. I know that. But now they've hidden everything. Even the guys that were talking about it, they were like, we don't even get updates anymore. And they were part of finding them. And the interesting thing was the original red heifer ashes, something about when they found all of it and originally did the first ones, because they have the ashes from each heifer that they've sacrificed and done this with, and they have them all. Mm-hmm. And then they'll put these with the new ones. But the guy was like a diamond dealer or something weird. And then the original people that they set up to come out and go see them with canceled, because when he found out what it was for, he's like, I don't want anything to do with this. This sounds like a madhouse and I don't want to. And so they found another guy on the fly. It was like a friend of theirs or something, and he happened to be a diamond dealer. Huh. And that was a weird little quinky dink. But I mean, like I said, that and these other things like passing through the Ninevehs. So I also had like the little piece on the whale. Did you see the whale constellation mm-hmm. of Cetus? I thought that was interesting.
I did. Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that. That was weird. Should I tell people?
You can. Yeah, go ahead.
So there's a constellation of Cetus, and it is the shape of a whale. And then with the solar eclipse passing through the Ninevehs, that's the town that Jonah was originally told to go mm-hmm. preach to have them repent. And so it talks about signs, and in this specific scripture that it says, we will know from signs, and that, you know, like eclipses are known as kind of signs. And I don't know why I'm finding that scripture, if you want to kind of add in with that, but that was pretty interesting.
It is.
I mean, who knows?
And it all ties back. The constellations and the zodiac signs that we see today are pretty much what people saw back then, but they had different meaning. We've kind of hijacked that to, oh, well, today you might find some strife, but if you look here, you're going to come across some wealth that you didn't know, and it might not be money. That's not the original constellation zodiac shit. That was their way. That was their way of saying, hey, God's telling us we're in this time of the year. Okay, when we see this sign, we know to start preparing to go do this. And when we see the next sign, so on and so forth, all throughout the year. That's how mm-hmm. they would keep track of their seasons, basically. And at the end of the day, it was basically a farmer's almanac and the original TV. So they would look up and they would see these. They'd know when to plant, when to harvest, when to store, you know, all sorts of stuff. You know, when to expect maybe, yes. you know, stronger storms or not so much. And when, you know, you see the passing through and with the whale and what have you. Yes, it's a sign.
Weird.
But
yeah.
I also always go back to some of these signs that are then later translated. And this is where I get in trouble all the time on Kund. And people say, oh, you don't believe in God. I do believe in God. Okay. They were also right. written by man. Okay.
Right.
People will say, well, but it was bestowed upon them by God to write it. Say that now, And you're going to be called crazy. But it was okay then.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just kind of give a little pushback here and there. It's not nothing, you know what I mean? Don't take me personal.
Oh, no.
On that. But
of course we... Well, we got to talk about it. And you know me. I'm not one to... I'm not a... What do you call? What would you call it? I get it. Like, yeah. I like to have rationale in everything. Mm-hmm. I like to be observant and ready regardless. Like, I'm not going to be the kind of Christian that waits around till, oh, I better do this today. Right. Like, just do it anyways.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and it's kind of like how my wife and I were talking the other day. We're at a certain age in our life where it's halfway over. Okay. So everything that we've been taught, now we're at a point like, wow. All right. We're on the downside of things. All right. Mm-hmm. Body's getting older. You got aches and pains. Now you got more technology and more resources at your fingertips to look into things that you were taught. And just because you're questioning it doesn't mean you don't believe it. It just means, hey, you know, am I really like when you were in the Mormon religion? Am I really going to not go to heaven if I don't get married or if I don't do this because they say I have to and that's the only way? Well, you woke up.
If you asked them, yes.
Right. And if but you woke up and you were like, why would the God that I love make that a rule? He wouldn't. Like, right. It didn't make any sense.
Right.
And that's kind of where I'm coming from when I question a lot of this stuff. Like, because I was told one thing and I'm looking at it from a different perspective, you know, of everything that in the now 47 years of my life have gathered and collected over the years, some shit just doesn't make any sense anymore. And at first, when you start,
it's because we're the same, almost same age, we understand each other because
yeah,
I'm so similar. I think I'm a little bit even older than you.
Okay.
Possibly because if you just turned 47, I'm going to be 48 this year.
Okay.
So we're right neck and neck, and right. I get it because I feel the same way. Like, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, and like how Matt said, like, well, then do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I'm not egging God on by any means. I'm just saying, like, we should always be prepared.
Right.
For if you're going to live as a Christian person and you are concerned about something sending you to hell, or whatever version of that that you think, then maybe you should just live that way to begin with. Like, maybe we shouldn't worry about each and every little mistake that you're doing and just work with yourself day by day by day, because you'll be a better person, to be honest, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean,
and there's nothing wrong with being a good person. Yeah. You know what I mean? There is a problem with being an asshole, so don't be one.
Don't. And you can't force people or run around. Like, you can inform people, which is why I do this show.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, if they don't want to be, like, I do a show with an atheist and he's a great time. Like, whatever, you know, like, I mean, it is what it is. People need to be able to feel free to express themselves. And we need to be able as Christians to say that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Does it make me like him less? No. You know what I mean?
No. And that was kind of a conversation that was still like when we were talking about that topic, you know, when I started the podcast and you start looking into things and questioning things. And before I even started a podcast, I didn't really have many people to talk to because they would look at you like you're crazy. Like, why are you thinking this way? You're just mm-hmm. one of those dumb tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. Well, it's funny because the things mm-hmm. I'm looking into are starting to come true within 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
Afterwards, okay, and that was kind of like pandemic type stuff. You know, you can go back to earlier conspiracies and, you know, piece the puzzle pieces together. But we were sitting there talking, and I looked at her, because it did kind of drive a wedge between our communication, because she's like, man, you're talking about some crazy stuff, and we had such a great conversation, and I said, just because someone brings up the topic of flat earth and wants to come on my show and talk about flat earth doesn't mean I have to absolutely 100% buy it. But you know what? It's a fun topic to entertain. It makes for a great show, and it makes for great conversation because it might be real. It might not be
real. We don't know.
But at the end of the day,
like, who knows?
I sleep,
we don't know.
Yeah, I sleep the same way I did the night before. I've never been high enough to look down and be like, yep, completely flat or completely round.
Well, and I don't trust anybody anyways, as far as like, oh, they're like, oh, we have pictures from satellites. I'm like, you do. Yeah. Well, do you know how they happened? Like, and I'm not saying like, oh, 100% then be a flat earther, 100% then be a globe earther. Like, no, why don't we just have what we lost as a people when we stopped having philosophers was the ability to sit down and have a conversation mm-hmm. with a lot of opinion. Mm-hmm. And they would do that. And brilliant things came from this.
Yeah.
Brilliant experiments, brilliant inventions, brilliant minds, like brilliant writings. And we all read them and go, well, that can't be true or this or that. Like, it's so very quick, you know, like, boom, this is the way it is. And that's all.
It's like, no, you know, and it's funny that not every satellite that falls now has a balloon attached to it.
I believe in that. I know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I even played a clip a couple weeks ago. It was a Samsung satellite. And I'm like, watch. See what you pick out, Ryan. And he's like, okay, it was blinking. I said, okay, I'm going to rewind it. Pay closer attention. He's looking at it. I said, do you see it? No, what am I looking at? There's a balloon attached to it. Oh, shit. He goes, you're right. And then what were we told? The Chinese spy balloon? What, you know what I mean? It was a satellite spying on us, mm-hmm. hovering with a balloon. Like, NASA's the leading and consumer of helium for a reason. I don't know. You know.
And so, also, why are there helium reserves? The U.S. holds the most extensive helium reserves worldwide. How come?
Got to put all so those satellites up.
Money?
Yeah.
and so, like, I'm just saying, like, if it's not important, why do we have that reserve like gas, right? And also, why does the top owners of it guess, do you know who it is? Do you know who has like most of it?
Gil Bates?
NASA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant privately. NASA. Yeah. NASA yeah, is
no,
the,
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, because I had just said NASA right before all that. They're the leading consumer, at, mm-hmm. you know, the biggest consumer of helium.
So what are they doing with it?
Well, they're putting their balloons in space. Come on. We're talking funny. Maybe they're going to do a great reboot of Alvin and the Chipmunks. We don't know.
That's true. And they get to ride a lot better than we do, because what happened to all that balloon transportation, right? Like back in the day. And then they made it seem like it was like one horrible event. Like, planes crash all the time. I hate to tell people this. The Hindenburg was a tragedy, mm-hmm. but also how many tragedies have we had involving planes?
Oh,
like,
a lot.
They crash all the time.
Yeah.
I would much rather drive, ride, whatever, in a comfortable where I can move. And I know you can understand this as an almost 6 foot tall woman, and you're far taller than I. How wonderful is it to ride in an airplane
and stretch your legs out a little bit? Airplanes suck. Gosh.
The guy reclines his seat in front of you and you want to die.
Now, I personally haven't flown commercially or anything since the military. So pre 2000, anything after 2000, I've never flown. And it wasn't because of 9/11 or anything like that. It's just I got out. Right. Then 9/11 did happen. Then you saw all these TSA things. And I'm like, man, that just seems like a pain in the ass. And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's really not that comfortable. Probably one of the most comfortable flights I ever had was going from New Mexico to Saudi Arabia. And we were in a cargo plane with those little
C-130, huh?
No.
Yep, like in a C-130.
Well, no? It was a jet. It was a the hell was it? I'm drawing a blank right now because the KC-135 is the refueler. But anyway, but it had the net.
Big.
Yeah, it was big. It had the cargo net things. But once we got up to altitude and cruising or whatever, we could walk around the whole entire thing. Mm-hmm. We had dudes all the way in the back, put their sleeping bags up on gear, you know, laying on. And it was great because you had space.
Yep.
And anytime they would charter a flight to go from like New Mexico to Las Vegas on like Southwest Airlines, it was like, man, this fucking sucks. This really sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But the little guys loved it. they had all the room in the world. I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
it's still awful. Ugh. Yeah. I hate it. I not only am I tall, I'm not a heavy set woman, but I do have thick thighs save lives. And
I tell my wife that
it's
I'm like
situation
thick thighs save lives, babe. She's like, what?
It's a situation when you're on an airplane. I'm always like, oh my gosh, please just let me be on the window and then my husband, or I'll be on the end and then my husband. I don't care where I am, but not next to a stranger. Cause yeah, it's a situation. I always look at these girls like Cardi B and like these girls that blow up their butts real, real big. And I'm like, I don't know how she sits on a plane. Like it's not good. People.
Can you imagine someone situation. Like, could you imagine someone like Lizzo getting on a plane?
Oh my gosh. No, she has her own for sure.
I need the whole aisle.
Oh my gosh. You know what will ruin you forever? My daughter used to be a flight attendant. So we had flight benefits for a hot minute. And we rode first class to Italy and France, and they recline into a bed, and then they bring you your own comforter and as much alcohol as you want and hot cookie service and hot towels and all this whole thing. You got your own TV with a privacy screen thingy, ruined for life.
Wow.
You know, they're up there like after you're when you know, once you know, and you're like, they're up there with their own quilt, man.
Yeah, not getting leg cramps or you know, no. Back cramps or whatever, and you know, they're having a good old time. I don't know. Now I think if I would travel,
I'm jealous.
Maybe because I'm getting a little bit older, and I've never really actually done it. I think it would be cool to like go across country on a train.
Was going to do that last summer. It's fun. You can book on the Starlight Express, and it's like all these stops and everything. It's so expensive. Like, I don't know. It's kind of long though. That's why. I mean, it's like a couple $1,000s per person, but it would be a once in a lifetime thing. It would be really fun. We drove to Canada instead, and I'm like you, I'll do almost anything to avoid the stupid planes because my back. And so we took my FJ and drove to Canada and had a freaking blast. But I mean, people don't get it. They're like, why are you driving? I'm like, because we want to.
Right.
And they're like, but why? I'm like, because it's a road trip. Yeah. And then they were so confused. And I was like, that was the best time ever. I thought it was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop when you want. Yeah. Eat where you want.
I think being on a train, just, you know, seeing the countryside and what have you, to me, it sounds, I mean, yeah, it's going to take a little bit longer. And I have kind of tried to price them. Like you said, they are kind of expensive. You know, it's something, it's not
worth it.
Yeah.
Like once in a lifetime. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's not like, okay, I can get a $300 flight to California round trip and I'll go out and come back. No, I mean, you're going to take your time. You're going to see sights. You know, you'll have like your own little cabin room. And I don't know. I think it'd be cool. You know, me and the wife just fucking bloop, going down the railroad tracks, drinking some beers.
All glass. Yeah. Like an all glass train car you can look out at. People, check out the Starlight Express. It looks like a good time. You have to book in advance, of course, because there's only so many seats and whatnot. You can get on different stops, but I think it seems like a fun idea. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't like flying.
No.
But yeah, I think they knew something about them balloons. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, like
all the older skyscrapers had landing docks for them. And
the spires and the docks.
Yeah,
and
when you start looking into the Hindenburg and what have you, I think it was purposely sabotaged. That's just my humble opinion. You know, let's sabotage this technology because we want to go in a different way.
Because it's for them.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's for them. Maybe they still use certain things that we don't know about.
That is true.
And then, you know, then it's for thee and not, or them and not for us, whatever rules for we and not for thee either, right?
Something like that.
But who knows? But I did find this little quote, and it says the Bursagala eclipse occurred over the Assyrian capital city of Nineveh in the middle region of Jeroboam. And the eclipse took place around when Jonah arrived in Nineveh and urged the people to repent. Otherwise, the city would have been destroyed. And so the solar eclipse was written in the Bible and also showed proof in Matthew 16:4. It said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas, and he left them and departed. So that's what they're saying about that whole whale in the sky thing, is that, you know, this is hitting in these certain areas. And so to watch for signs and also balloons in the sky. I mean, if you guys see a balloon like the Hindenburg, I want to know about that. That's more interesting to me almost than almost anything. I want to go on that.
That would
I think
be fun.
That sounds like a good time.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, they need to bring that back.
When lockdowns happen, now granted you're in the nursing field, so you probably didn't get the luxury of staying home. I had the luxury only because I had banged up my foot real bad and I was on light duty to begin with. And they're like, hey, you want to take a furlough, come back in like maybe a couple months. And at first I was scared shitless. I've never been on unemployment in my entire life, even coming, transferring from the military to civilian world, never. And I was like, man, I don't even know how to do this. You know, I hope I can make my bills, my mortgage, you know, all
that's
this.
That's scary.
And this was before, you know, that you heard rumor of this extra $600. And I was like, yeah, right. They're going to pay. Well, they did. And I was like, wow, this is cool. I was making a little extra buck. But during that time, and it was weird, it was kind of spring. So, March-ish, somewhere in there, about this time of year. And
right about now,
the Funk Soul Brothers.
Check it out now.
Yeah. So I'd go outside at night, and there was no air traffic. No flights, no nothing. I would see the strangest things going across the sky, different colors, no sound. What people would, and even myself, would call a UFO. I refuse UAP. A UFO. And my wife would be out there and I'd be like, babe, look. And as soon as I would say that and she would turn around, poof, gone. I seen that so many times during that, those few months, that I was like, what the heck?
The buzzing. Do you know what I'm talking about? The weird buzzing. I heard the buzzing for a while and everybody thought I was nuts. And if you look it up, guys, it's called the hum. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And it drove me nuts. And I really thought it was me. Like, I really thought, like, I must be having some inner ear, because I'm a nurse. I'm going to go to that. I'm like, oh, I got an inner ear problem. I got the ear crystals. I don't know. But then one day, my dog, same time as me, he's like, hey, what's happening? Like, he went on red alert, starts freaking out. Well, then all the dogs in the neighborhood start howling.
Whoa.
And they're all going crazy. And I'm standing in my house like, this is kind of scary, because you're already kind of on edge, like you said, because things are weird and you're all locked down. And I'm like pretty convinced, knowing what I knew about medical stuff and the masks, immediately I was like, this is bullshit. This is not. No, the particle size, all this doesn't match. One thing does not. And my brain went, and my mom was like, you're going to die because you won't listen. And I'm like, no, this is stupid. You guys don't understand. It's way smaller than tuberculosis. And tuberculosis, you need a negative pressure room with a special mask fitted to your face every single time. And all this I'm explaining to her, and it's like way smaller than that. And I'd listen to the OSHA guy, because he's the OSHA guy,
right.
about this. And he makes the rules for these people. And the only mask that would work for this, I happen to have one, but it's not mine. It's my husband's, because he works in a mine. And they are the particle, like, you look like a crazy, like, end of days, breathing out the side and all this respirator stuff. And so I was like, this isn't going to work. Like, and you can't sustain anything in those masks for very long unless you're trained and, you know, your lungs can hack it and all this stuff. And plus, fun fact, people, if you are asthmatic or you have COPD or any kind of disease, a lung disease, where you're a retainer, they'll call it a retainer, a CO2 retainer, you can kill yourself wearing anything over your face. Not just a mask, a scarf, anything, whatever. And so you should know those things. I'm not a doctor, nor do I give medical advice. But for me, I'm an asthmatic. And so I know these things because I can't work in rooms like that. And I also ding near passed out at work constantly. And my mom knew I was just pulling it off. She knew when I wasn't around anybody, I would just pull it off. She's like, you're the one that's going to get sick. And I'm like, I don't think so. And also the little stabbies, that was a pass, hard pass for me and my family. I wasn't doing that. So they were going to let me go. But thank goodness I had asthma so bad. My doctor was like, you might die. You're like allergic to everything. I'm like, I will die. Don't let me have that.
Well, did you see? Did you see the American Red Cross came out now with their blood donation with a warning?
Oh, this will be.
Now has a warning. If you have received a COVID-19, if you've received a pokey poke, please call this number to see if you are eligible to donate your blood. That never happened before. Well, why all of a sudden are you saying I need to call to make sure, you know, my blood's okay?
Why?
Is it not? Well,
do you know the last American vagabond? You know that? Do you watch him?
No, I don't.
The last American vagabond. Well, he does a series on this, including this was like in the time, like at that time, talking specifically about the Red Cross, talking specifically about this. But this was when they were saying it was OK. And he was trying to get people to make a statement and he recorded it. It was the best thing ever. And he's got the recording. He also got banned. Shout out the last American vagabond. I think you're badass. And if you ever want to talk to me, I would be honored. But he does like 4 to 5 hour shows. And I immersed myself in this every single day. And on top of it, my own studies, which I love about him, because at the bottom of all of his pods, he lists every link and everything, like OSHA or JAMA or studies or whatever. And for me as a nurse, that was valuable for me to go to work and say, no, you're wrong. See, look, JAMA. You know, and that's the Journal of American Medical Association, just so people know. But and doctors thought I was a moron, I will tell you.
Of course.
And
how dare you?
And
you
now,
don't have the education and the student loan debts that I've got.
No.
Let me scoff
at you.
No,
I'm not. I'm a peasant.
Yeah.
I am. I'm a peasant bar witch. Peasant bar wench. Come here. But yeah. So now the ones that were there still, that are, unfortunately, one died and he was quite young. Shortly after he received his stuff and tried not to. Also, fun fact, the Mormon Church came out and told everybody to receive that. And at that point, I knew for a fact that this was no longer medical.
Right.
I was like, no, not when it goes into religion. No.
No.
So, people have to be careful.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many, and this is why I don't listen to as many podcasts as I used to.
I don't either now.
Even in the early days of me starting my podcast, I would hear other podcasters say, I'm like, well, what changed? Well, right. You get busy. You don't really have the time, or you're just like, you know what, man, I just recorded like
my day off.
Yeah, it's my day. I just recorded, a couple days in a row. Like I just need a break. Yeah. You know what I mean? I need
back to back. Yep.
Decompress or whatever. But that's what I loved in the early days of getting into it, was you had so many different podcasts that had guests on that were doing their research, doing their due diligence, and bringing the information and pointing out ivermectin. I heard about ivermectin long before it was even on Joe Rogan. And I remember looking at this really liberal guy at work. I mean, he's had all of them. It was like the first case. I want to say the lady or gentleman might have been from Idaho. It was somewhere out there, and
probably a Mormon.
They tried everything. Like
the Mormons are coming.
No. This is actually a good thing.
He was for the medication. I'm teasing.
Yeah, and he finally looked at the doctor, and the doctor's like, "Well, we can try this. I mean, it might help." And he's like, "But that's for like deworming horses, isn't it?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's been used for a lot of things." And they were, the spouse was on the deathbed, and within hours of receiving it, could breathe again, got color back. And I heard this story and I was like, man, I never heard of ivermectin at the time. I mean, I probably might have heard about it when I was a little kid, but never knew what the hell, you know, the grownups were talking about on the
right.
On
or
the
like farm. For dogs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, well, that's really cool. And then all of a sudden,
I'm bad shit. What you read in the covenant. It's cap, I was bred by the government. Fact check every head when it come to this upside down system. Had enough of it. Another sapien that's on the globe. lost cold, looking for the direction, but don't nobody know. The only bit of insight that they ever sold me, I've been starting to find out, doesn't really hold. Every highfalutin piece of shit hidden in a tie, high motives to align goals. Cheating on your wife, my ties at the ninth hole. Someone gotta die, they don't care, they itemize souls. Tit jobs from Botox to light bulbs in my head of where I might go. I'm on a tightrope, walking this edge. And I've been wondering if anyone loves me, shit. And I've been wondering if anyone loves me, yeah. Fuck. And I've been wondering if, look. I've been hopping down this rabbit hole for quite some time to find lines that connect through to all their lies. They normalize a real life poltergeist to trust Pfizer with a remedy to make you right. The thought's sick, I take a chance and roll my dice because something in my stomach isn't sitting right. I want a soul search, find a place to bring in light, but I can't cause, fuck. I'm bad shit, what you read in the covenant, it's cap, you were fed by the government. Fact check every head when it come to this upside down system, had enough of it. We batshit what we read in the covenant, it's cap, we were fed by the government. Fact check every head when it come to this upside down system, had enough of it. I want the power to shake shit and shift shape, tap into pineal eye without a mistake. We have the power to live right and get straight, but they found a way to remove this, they bitch made. Hey, keep on calcifying glands with your fluoride while I flow ride the valor of rhyme. I'm flying high by the seat of my pants. A beat speaking to me, know I'm talking back every chance. Hoping one day I make it overseas into France, but in the Northwest I trip without a traveling band, yeah. And that's word to my cat plug. I'm higher than giraffe puss, look what the cat drug in. Now I'm scribbling this rap in the bathtub. At midnight I don't fill it up with the tap cup. Soaking in my cannabis suds, anything for a buzz. Reclaim my residue inside of a dab jug. Peel through a fat stash, burning the last nug. I picture this dimension I don't wanna come back from, but here I am, still stuck in the bathtub. My brain fried, but honestly I'm fine, I'd rather not have one. I'm batshit, I'm fucking batshit, and it's your fucking fault. It's their fault, straight up. I'm done. I'm batshit, what you read in the covenant, it's cap, you were fed by the government. Fact check every head when it come to this upside down system, had enough of it, enough of it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.